So let's go on to our jam master.
Yes, indeed. We heard her beautiful voice earlier.
Yeah.
But I think let's ask the question we normally ask. We start off with a question that people find intriguing.
Yes.
And it is simply, who are you?
Who's Patricia?
Yes.
Patricia is a child of God, a daughter of Dr. Watindi, a wife to Mr. Okello, and a mother to my children first. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about who I am.
Who you are, Mesoma?
Asha Soma.
This man has studied.
People come here and tell us, oh, you know the herself. Thing I do. Who asked you about what you do?
We asked
you, whom star you?
This lady knows herself. You understand? For
very
you to
good.
Know you yourself, you
very
have to be a master.
Good. Now.
This is when you become a master.
Next.
Yeah.
What do you do? No. Okay. So, you know, I was reading up on you as we were preparing to host you, and I saw that you've been in an entrepreneurial space for close to 19 years, I believe.
22.
Internet update. Umesikia, 22 years. Uh-huh. What's that been like?
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes.
It's been tough. I call myself an accidental entrepreneur because I hadn't intended to go into this journey of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated from KU many, many years ago, I actually thought that I'd go into, you know, the advertising space, and that's the area that I'd be in. But I had also met my husband the same year I joined this media house, and he was working in Mombasa at the time, and he comes from an entrepreneurial family. So I guess the option of going into business was there for him, but I hadn't quite crossed that, valley. But I was encouraged to start my business, and I registered my first business, which is Wayland Productions, in 2020 as I was transitioning from the media house I was working in and going into now to move with him in Mombasa at the time. So I totally had never thought of this, didn't have a background around entrepreneurship. I thought I'd just be, you know, get a job and work there for the 20, 30 years you're supposed to work in a job, retire and go home. And I found the journey extremely exhilarating. But what has been really great is that I've been able to run a small business, actually multiple businesses, but kept them small in order for me to be there for my children, to raise them and to be a present mother and a wife. So for me, entrepreneurship has given me freedom.
Were you scared the first time you took that step to the first biashara?
Okay, so I don't really overanalyze things. Mm. Yeah, I kind of like just jump in. Like the way I came today, I didn't really, you know, think too much about it.
Good.
So that I don't get too scared.
You're with many people here. We are together.
We are jumpers.
Yes. We are jumpers.
So I just said yes to the journey, not really knowing. I didn't do any research, etc. But because I was a graphic designer, and I had actually used the skill of graphic design since I was in high school, so I had been doing, you know, cards for my friends, posters, etc., getting paid like 5 bob, 2 bob from their pocket money. And then when I went into campus, I worked throughout from my first year actually in campus, I worked throughout university and continued just to do these small skills of, you know, painting, drawing, giving people things. So in terms of using my skill and earning money, that I had already experienced it. Yeah.
So that's what Willard Productions
is. That's what
doing.
Willard Productions is. It's a below the line agency. It's still in business today, but it's run by my team. I have a great, great GM who does great work for me there.
Shout out, GM.
Nice. Kathy. All right.
Kathy, hi. Shout out, Kathy, the GM.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, we can do
better
some
be tweeting
cards.
About this. Yeah.
Martin needs cards.
Yeah.
He's always going there. His mouth is his business card. I think he needs a business card.
No, what I need are cards that say thank you to people, like affirmation cards.
Oh,
fantastic.
Okay.
We can do that for you.
Yeah, that's better
there
than
options.
A business card.
Quite. Why are you refusing? You can have both.
And then at the back it says Martin 07 something.
Oh gosh.
So we're going to go into the
07 something.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying
and
to give me
exactly.
your number?
No, there's no number.
Kathy, are you listening?
There's no number. 07 something. Find me.
Something.
Yeah. There's no number there. But this is our jam master today.
Indeed.
He's going to talk to us about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship.
BST.
Biashara, basically.
Called BST. You know what BST is?
It is.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Thank you so much. But right now, we're going to go into business news. Patricia Okello is here. If you have any questions, please let us know. June has all the communication.
I do. 0701984984. Please send us either a voice note or a WhatsApp message. She'll be happy to keep it simple, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, on Twitter, at the Jam 984, please tag @MOP, which is her Twitter handle as well, so she can see your question. And you can also use the hashtag Jam Masters and drive out. Capital
FM. We have a jam master. Patricia Okello is in the building, and she just told us earlier, a recap is that she jumps into stuff.
Yes.
She doesn't think
she
about.
She doesn't overanalyze. She doesn't overthink, which I think is the first lesson of today's message. So ask yourself, are you one who does not jump in? You sit there, and 1 year later, you're still doing your pros and cons, your list of two columns, and yet you have done nothing. What would you say to somebody who is like afraid of failure?
Or someone who's done it over and over again and failed?
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's an entrepreneur listening right now thinking, that thing that's in the back of my notebook. Mm. What would you tell that person?
So I always tell the entrepreneurs within our network in Kayana, just start. The idea of it being perfect or having all your ducks in a row, I think that moment never really comes.
Yes.
One of the things that I studied at Babson, okay, I'm also Luo, so I'll have to say where I've studied. Yeah.
You must. So, excuse me, you read.
Or rather married to a Luo. So at Babson College, one of the things that they talk about is the entrepreneurial thought to action process, which is really you bring your product to market when it's around, you know, 60 or 80% ready, and the market will tell you how to fill in the rest. Mm-hmm. So as entrepreneurs, we are constantly listening to the sound of the river to know how to iterate our products in order for them to be accepted by, you know, the people who we're creating them for. Yeah. So that's one. For the person who's failing multiple times, it's bravo, bravo, because that's where the lessons are to be learned. Don't be discouraged, yeah? I'm a great journaler, and, you know, if you keep writing and thinking through the thought process of your business, keep writing about it, keep... you know, thinking through, well, maybe this one was one that I had to pack. Sometimes the people say the idea was too early, you know.
The people were not ready for it.
People were not ready for it, yes. Etc. But I don't think you should give up. I think that sometimes it's around partnerships, collaborations, looking at people who are already there and what you can add to it. And sometimes then you are the head and you're the one who will bring product to market. Yeah. So don't be discouraged. There's a lot of learnings in failure and we shouldn't be embarrassed about that.
So you're a pioneer. Think about that.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And receive your bravo.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. And I think Just Start is something that, you know, even previous Jam Masters have told us. So I think that and I like what you said about the thought too.
Thought to action.
Yeah. Thought to action process, yeah?
Yeah.
Or journey. You mentioned Kayana, and I want to prompt you a little bit about that. What is Kayana exactly?
So Kayana is a community of female entrepreneurs that come together to support each other. At the core of it is that we believe that women generally lead different. We're more collaborative. We like to share ideas. We like to do things in groups. We're nurturing. Yeah? Mm. So we're nurturing because natural nurturers looking after the young and the elderly. Statistics have shown that, so this is not guesswork. And the current cutthroat business environment doesn't really support female entrepreneurship. So we're thinking, if we create a nurturing environment where we're sharing, doing peer-to-peer learning and sharing, we will see more entrepreneurs bring their ideas out there with confidence, and hopefully see that businesses that will outlast us for, you know, generations to come, because we're building businesses for our children. Mm. And that's really what's around that.
Generational wealth.
Exactly.
Around the world. Mm. Fantastic. Mm. Awesome. Yeah. Mm. I like that.
You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, how women are nurturing. We like to do things in groups.
Please believe that. That is very true, because men, we can live with something broken and stuff, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But a lady will walk in and like, okay, listen.
Please, let's fix things.
Let's fix things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fix your biashara, fix your life, fix yourself. So you nurture the world. It's true. It's not a lie.
You have been a recipient?
Of many. Plus a backhand of two.
All right, we're going to jump into the news headlines and the world of sport. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with our Jam Master, Pat Okello, and we'll talk a little bit more about the entrepreneurial platform and the support that you're offering. And I know that you recently had an award ceremony, so we want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. If you have questions, 0701 984 984, happy to hear your voices, so send a voice note there as well, and of course on Twitter at the Jam 984. Capital
FM. Music and me on 98.4 Capital FM, the Jam with June Gashui and Martin Karaoke. And our Jam Master today is Patricia Okello. For those of you asking you for her bio, if you tuned in, and if you're tuned in,
you're coming to the show now.
Yeah. What? By the way, it's time.
Hey.
Kenya Jui
get
Ben.
Get out your notebook.
Kenya Jui Ben, by the way.
Is that who is
imagine. Listen, Martin. I need to know what's going on and why aren't you giving us a bio? I'm like, but this is the reason why she has come on air. You want to hear everything before she tells us. She's here to tell us this story. Hey.
Yeah. But you're asking pertinent questions.
That's true.
Just
it's
listen
true.
To the answers because they're all coming. Okay. So Pat, we were talking about Kayana just before we went on break. And I know that you have recently had an awards? What were you calling the initiative that you just concluded on Monday?
Yeah, so 27th of June is the MSME Day globally. And in celebration for that, Kayana actually celebrated women MSMEs, micro and small businesses specifically, mm-hmm. especially businesses that have been resilient during this 2-year COVID period. And as Kayana, because we interact with these businesses over, 400, 500 of them regularly, we know what they go through. And I thought it was great if we could just, celebrate them during this season. Of course, we were supported greatly by one of our partners, which is the UK Tech Hub. And that was, what the reason for that event specifically was for.
Okay. Yeah. That resilience that they showed.
Exactly, the resilience.
So how does a platform like Kayana then help the person who's listening? And if somebody else is wanting to partner with Kayana, you've mentioned the UK Tech Hub. Who are the kind of partners that would be a good fit for Kayana?
Oh man, we're receiving.
Ask now. Yeah, you never know.
And
they are Lamborghini driving down there,
And they are our friends.
On their way to replace it with a nice Toyota.
It could be the queen herself with her jean. That's also a kabiajara.
I see there's a lot of visioning that happens in this room.
As we just speak, we're like Beyonce always listens to our show. But she's so busy, she doesn't tweet, and it's okay. We don't blame her for it.
We call her Beyonce.
Bijounce.
She's busy.
So who would you speak to, who could be listening right now, who would be an ideal partner, and they just don't know it?
Okay, the first partner action and the biggest is women out there that are running their business and are feeling alone and want to be part of a community. That is specifically why Kayana exists, so that we can come together and be part of a community. One of the big things that we do is our networking events. We have some signature networking events that we host regularly. Mm-hmm. And there we hope that you would meet, other women who are likely to be either in your personal board of advisors or even in terms of your board of directors as well as you grow your business. So that networking of like-minded female entrepreneurs is what we really exist for. Mm-hmm. Then secondly, of course, it's partnerships. We already have an MOU, which we have with KRA, which is really around ensuring that small and micro businesses are compliant, which is extremely important and is usually a barrier for growth for these businesses.
Yeah.
We work very closely even with organizations like KEBS in some of our signature events, and that is just to give them a platform, in terms of advocacy and giving agency to these businesses so that they're able to ensure that their products, when they come to market, are compliant. So those are the big things. We work closely with the SME Advisory Office under the Office of the President as well. So deep collaborations has been really part of the journey of Kayana since we launched in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Because I probably missed it. How do I become part of it? How do I become part of Kayana? How do I get to you?
Mm-hmm. So yes, on our website, we have a website, kayana.org. Uh-huh. And if you just click become a member, that's how you can become a member. You can be an associate member or you can be an individual member as an entrepreneur. But even if you don't have the funding, just send an email to info@kayana.org. And we still receive you into our platform, because what we're all about is building a community, which is, the big thing. Yeah. All our social media, if you just go Kayana Kenya on our social media, it's active and we follow, we register people through those channels. So that's the first thing. And then in terms of partnerships, so we can't do the work we do without partners, and we've been very fortunate to have been supported in the work we do by the UK Kenya Tech Hub and different initiatives with Visa as well as Google as well. So the way to do it is the same channel, just go through info, follow our social medias, and we'll be very, very happy to engage with you.
I like it.
It's fantastic.
I like it. And building communities is everything, to be honest, because you never know. I think the way information gets shared, when we're off, I was saying Monday we hosted somebody who is the founder of the Nairobi Business Week. And targeting also young businesses, micro, small, medium enterprises. And I'm just thinking, why are they not talking to Kayana
right now?
Because I'm sure a lot of these businesses and startups are run by female entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Your top three lessons when we come back, and your top three failings, I think would be interesting to hear. You feel very even keeled and peaceful, in spite of the fact that you think you're nervous. I'm wondering, has this child even failed in anything? Yani, nothing can shy you. That's how it feels, that's a good thing.
Practice.
We are with our jam master Patricia Okello. She'll be talking about that when you come back. Of course, you can ask her questions. If you have any questions, please let us know at the Jam 984. Mm-hmm. The hashtag is Jam Masters, hashtag Drive Out. And also, you can WhatsApp us, send us a voice note on 0701-984-984. Capital
FM. Our Jam Master is in studio, and I was asking Pat Okello to think through three successes or three memorable successes that she's had in her 22 years, and three failures that taught her. Have you had a chance to try and think?
When I think about successes, I can't help but think about the people who have come through Willard Productions and Conference in a Box, which are the businesses that still run today. Mm-hmm. I have met some truly amazing people who've come in as team members and leave as close friends. And, they've just seen me grow, because when I started the businesses, I was very young, and so made a lot of mistakes along the way. Mm-hmm. Many times we couldn't, pay market rate salaries, but the people who stayed with us and really built the business together. And for me, that's been just really a great journey I would love to repeat again. Mm. Very fortunate about everybody who's gone through the businesses and we've worked together. So that's, for me, one of my greatest successes.
Yes.
I'd like to jump into a failure. And many times, so a lot of the things that I was prompted to do in business was really driven by the team. And in Below the Line, digital was becoming a thing at the time. And we kept thinking, how can we just, go back into the business and buy equipment, etc. So one success was, of course, when we dove into wide format printing, which was brought in by an employee of mine who had gone and left and gone to work with another organization, then came back to work with me and really, really encouraged me to buy, these wide format printing machines, like for banners and branding. And that really just changed the course of the direction of the business. So that was a real success in terms of an idea. But also with the same breath, we also invested in equipment that didn't work. I remember one of the things that were the first machine we bought, we were so excited. They're known as pad printers. I don't even know if they still exist. And that's what we'd use to brand pens and golf balls and marketing material. And we were so excited when the machine was cleared and it came into the office. And the moment we opened it and unpack the bubble wrap, etc., and then we were trying to use it, and I knew immediately that this would not work. Immediately. I mean, it was too robust. I mean, it was too manual. Mm. It was very tedious to use. The print was not up to scratch compared to what our customers had been accustomed to. And it was quite sad to see that you've taken a loan for a machine, and immediately you see it, you can't. It's literally, you just pack it and put it in the box and then continue outsourcing that work. So it can be really, really discouraging. And that was the first machine that we bought with a loan. I think it's even my husband who had taken the loan, because we're not even loan-worthy at the time. So that was difficult. But of course, we learned from that, and now we knew what to purchase and the equipment that we needed to purchase moving forward. Mm. So for me, I think those are the two successes, and I guess one failure that always remains with me.
Okay. That's, I can relate. I felt out when you talked about the equipment or things that you buy, and then, within a very short time, you either cannot use them at all, or they become obsolete, because that happens so often, especially when you're trying to branch into a new area. But I think it's also, you wouldn't have learned those lessons, right? If you had not maybe gone and done done this little faux pas. Okay. You mentioned Conferencing in a Box. What is that exactly?
So Conferencing in a Box is our corporate events business, which was a spin-off really from Willard. After we'd been running Willard for 12 years, we realized that when you look at your business, you kind of like can tell the areas that are ripe for growth. And so we registered this business as an offshoot of Willard, but focusing on corporate clients. Mm-hmm. We were really getting the tail end of the work. So when we're launching, we'd get T-shirts, banners, etc. But after 12 years, we had a lot of experience that we felt that we could give the customers if we were brought to the table in time and early. And that's how we then started Conference in a Box. And very niche market, so we knew that the customers were always going to be international organizations that don't have a large marketing presence in Kenya, but understood the importance of a professional events logistics company doing their experiential work for them. And it's been a fantastic journey, because it's a turnkey kind of, all the projects are kind of turnkey. And so you come in, you work for 4 months, maybe for a conference or a huge event, and then finish it and move on to the next one. And having also the kind of team members we had also are entrepreneurs. We actually work with consultants, and all those consultants are entrepreneurs that run their own businesses, and we really just come together to deliver on behalf of the client. So it's been very fulfilling. Of course, COVID was really, really difficult COVID because we had a lot of events cancelled immediately. But we've been very fortunate. You know, the entrepreneurial journey is a journey of faith as well. So you just really have to have a deep belief that things are going to get better. And we've been very fortunate. And now we've seen work begin to pick up again and get quite busy.
All right, we'll be right back with the
closing remarks.
And also, you know, the summer remarks. Eric Wanaina, tell your mother, he's here. It's The Jam with June Gashu and Martin Karaoke. Capital FM. This is The Jam, June Gashui, Magic Karaoke. Our Jam Master is, of course,
Pat Okello.
A couple of people were so excited to have you in studio.
Yeah, Wagoi, we have seen that GIF you have posted there with the excitement. Yeah. So, to masalams, Bana, send a... And if you don't have a question, because I think she's been so clear, you can just send a comment and keep those remarks coming in. We appreciate them. And it's also nice to know you're listening, right? So, Pat, as we wind up... I was going to ask you, what would your kids say about you? What would they tell their mother? Well done, June. Well done.
Yeah, that's a serious. That's a
it's
good
a
question.
Very good, serious question. Wow. What would they say about you? Are they? Are any one of them in the businesses with you? Are they about to take over?
Well, you know, Kayana, those are my children's, my two daughters. That's their name, Kaya and Ayana.
Yeah.
Kaya is off in university and Ayana is at home. She's swimming, so she's probably not listening.
Yes.
But they are always like, Mom, you're not serious. Or please, Mom, do not embarrass me, because I say everything. I tend to say everything that they tell me. And I use my children as examples of, you know, people who can tell you if you're interesting or if you're boring. So if they were definitely on, they would give me feedback.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's for me, the big thing is always keep it real with your kids, you know, your failures, successes, etc. I think that's the reality. Our parents raised this thing that they were always number one.
Yeah.
Us guys are real in our home.
We were number eight. Was out of 10. You know what that means?
Biggest problem for me was that for my parents, it was true.
Oh, they were number one.
My mom.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere. Then my old man was like, me, I was dumb, but I have a PhD. I have a PhD now. What you going to do?
And I married your mom.
Yeah, and I married your mom.
Intelligence is infectious.
It is. Pat, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much for having
me. And for sharing, you know, a little bit about your journey so openly. And I think it helps for people to hear that it is possible, that you know, the blood, sweat and tears are worth it. And even if there are failures along the way, they sort of help us to grow. And it points to a realistic real life experience, because nothing is ever completely always perfect, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And that you've been able to balance your businesses. I feel like you have many children, because each of your businesses are also your kids, your team, who've really helped you along your journey. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lots
of fun.
Thanks for coming. See, you survived. Yeah,
I did, indeed.
You did.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.
And you are interesting, by the way.
Oh.
You are interesting.
Do you tell the boring guys that they were boring?
Yes.
We do. We actually do that. But thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much.
That was fantastic. That was awesome. Please come back and visit us. Come back and talk to Capital FM as well. There are entrepreneurs in here. A lot of them. There's Angela right there, right next to you. Right there. Fashionista, fashion designer, everything.
Start journaling. I'm learning so many things. I have so many journals I've bought, but I've never actually written past the first page. So maybe I need to do audio journaling. Is that a thing?
It could be.
That's all.
What did you do today?
Right, and the next hour we'll be talking about a drink of true distinction and of course ordering some right here. Task here? What is it?
White cup.
White cup crisp.
White cup crisp.
And white cup lager.
Lager.
And of course we've got the Jazz Junction coming up. June,
courtesy
I hope.
Of white cup.
Yeah,
lager.
I hope we.
I put some songs already.
Songs of that true I can pronounce.
Songs of true distinction.
Of true distinction.
That will help you pronounce things in a truly distinctive way.
This is my first journal. June is trying to finish my tongue, but I will sip on my white cap crisp and make it better. It's time for the news here on 98.4 Capital FM. Asanteni sana for tuning in. Aja Master Pat Okello, thank you so much. Makofi!
Thank you. Capital FM.